Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I am Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Joshua, Lessons about Walking by Faith. In this session, we'll be looking at Joshua chapter 14, verses 6 to 15, Walking by Faith. His name means dog, which indicates just how much of an outsider he must have been all his life. Dogs in ancient Eastern culture were not pets. They were wild scavengers. There is no way to know exactly why his parents gave him his name. All we know is that Caleb was from the tribe of Judah, the royal tribe from which the kings of Israel came. In Joshua 14, he claimed a part of the promised land, and not just any piece of dirt. He wanted Hebron, a place known as the best real estate in Canaan. It was a heavily wooded area, about 3,000 feet above sea level, giving a great view of the countryside. What really made it prime property was the history that had transpired there. Hebron was the very spot where Abraham received the covenant promise from God that Canaan would belong to his descendants. And Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were buried there. It was a national treasure, a memorial to be visited for many generations. And Caleb wanted it for himself. By what right did he make such a request? Well, to understand Caleb's credentials, let's go back 45 years to a candlelit tent inside of the most important leaders of Israel getting final instructions from Moses. Over the previous 2 years, Israel's leaders had come to trust Moses' leadership as from the Lord. They remembered how God used Moses to deliver them from Egyptian slavery. They heard him read the Ten Commandments, which he had received from God himself. Now Israel is camped on the edge of the promised land. Moses passed on the instructions God had given him. They were to appoint from each of the 12 tribes a leader to enter Canaan, undercover and scouted out. They agreed on 12 young men that night. Among them was one who would be the future leader of the entire nation, a man named Joshua. There was also another named Caleb. In their scouting report, all 12 spoke of the great productivity of the land. It was all they ever longed for. Only one hitch: there were giants in the land. And 10 of the 12 scouts gave this advice to Israel: our dream of the promised land is an impossible dream. We're like grasshoppers compared to them. Someone in the crowd was about to call for the question and move directly to a vote when the only two scouts who hadn't reported spoke up. They boldly went against the tide by calling the people to believe in the promises of God and take the land. Only Joshua and Caleb encouraged the people not to measure what can be done as man would measure it. How large are the obstacles? How much will it cost? How long will it take? They said, do not fear the people of the land. The Lord is with us. But when the vote was cast, sight won over faith. That was it. Those who refused to obey God never saw the promised land. God sentenced everyone above the age of 20 to death in the wilderness within the next 40 years. They wandered around in a barren wasteland, wondering what might have been that every day. There were two exceptions to God's judgment: Caleb and Joshua. They were the only senior adults to make it into the promised land. When Joshua led Israel across the Jordan, 85-year-old Caleb fought against the Canaanite armies for 5 years with gray hair. He helped drive the Canaanites from fortified cities and territories. And when the fighting was done, he asked Joshua for the mountain in Hebron. By what right did he claim it? By right of faith in the promises of God. By right of boldness when it nearly cost him his life. By right of perseverance when years could dull his zeal. But mostly by right of God's faithfulness. There are some important lessons here for us about walking by faith. First, God's promise dictates your future if you claim it. Look at verses 6 through 9. And then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God." So Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God." Listen to Paul's testimony in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Caleb lived the same attitude as Paul. He let the promises of God dictate his future. And God has great promises for your future that cannot be broken. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Hand your past to God. You can't change it. Give your present to Him. You can't even imagine it. And receive your future from Him. You can't plan it. Second, your greatest danger is choosing between faith and sight. Look at verses 10 through 12. "And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as He said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses, while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am this day, 85 years old, and yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard it in that day, how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said." Trust the Lord. Caleb saw what everyone else saw when he scouted the land, but he would not let his senses tell him something that would override the word of God. Listen to Caleb's own words. Verse 6, "You know the word which the Lord said to Moses." Verse 10, "The Lord has kept me alive, as He said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses." And in verse 12, "Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said." Over and over, Caleb emphasized his confidence in God, his conviction about God's word. His faith and his actions were anchored in the unbreakable promise of a faithful God. It is possible to be so close and yet so far from realizing God's best for your life. What makes the difference is believing God. You can fight worry, fight fear, fight doubt, fight despair. With God's promises, He won't fail you. You have His word on it. And then third, circumstances and passing time tend to threaten your zeal. Verse 13, down to verse 15. And Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Zephunah, as an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Zephunah, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron formerly was Kirjath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. Then the land had rest from war. Let me ask you, do you still want what you wanted when Jesus and Christianity were new? Are you still holding to hope? Caleb did. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16 is so important. The apostle said, "We do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." Well, you know the rest of the story. Caleb the dog lived out his days on Hebron because he gave up his past to God, let God call the shots in the present, and trusted God for his future. You have a great day.